Thank you for watching CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus, reporting from Atlanta, Georgia. We're starting with news from Ukraine. Parts of Kiev, the capital, were lit up by fires last night as we put this show together. Earlier in the day, at least 14 people had been killed, 7 civilians, 6 police officers, and 1 government employee as protests intensified in Kiev. Ukraine got its independence in 1991 from the Soviet Union. More than 2 decades later, its people are deeply divided. Some want closer ties with the European Union. Others, including the president, want closer ties with Russia. Protests over this have been going on for months. Each side is blaming the other for Tuesday's violence. For Americans in the U.S. Northeast who are sick of snow, now is the winter of their discontent. The good news is it's going to get warmer for them as this week goes on. The bad news, meteorologists are saying at least another month of cold, snow, and ice will follow. Interesting news, some cities are approaching records. For Chicago, this is the 5th snowiest winter ever recorded, with almost 67 inches of snow so far. For Philadelphia, the 3rd snowiest, over 58 inches of snow there. And for Indianapolis, this winter is the snowiest ever, almost 52 inches of snow, and we're only in February.
Once again, the Northeast is bracing for another snowy blast.
I have to stop. I cannot see where I am.
This latest winter storm already causing crippling whiteout conditions in northern Illinois and slamming the Chicago area with up to 6 inches of snow. In Milwaukee, icy roads causing a vehicle to spin off the highway, hitting this squad car, which was at the scene of another crash. Massive amount of snowfall from the relentless storms, near record-breaking totals.
It's been a little bit too much snow for my taste.
Washington, D.C. almost doubling its normal amount of snowfall for February so far, while New York City and Philadelphia triple their yearly accumulations. All the snow causing problems for many school systems. Officials now forced to make up snow days. In parts of Pennsylvania, class was in session on President's Day.
They may lose Easter Monday. They may lose a professional development day that the teachers are going to have, and a retreat day.
Schools in Delaware are considering extending days by 30 minutes. And some schools in New Jersey may hold classes on Saturdays.
It kind of stinks.
But get ready for the big thaw. Later this week, temperatures will finally rise, melting these massive accumulations of snow from Washington, D.C. to Maine. On the West Coast, it's heavy amounts of rain and snow in Oregon that brought down trees, demolishing homes and landing inches away from people inside.
I can't see how she got out of it alive.
And in Seattle, mudslides, trapping this car on the highway and closing some transit tracks.